from HogSports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
All right. Good morning, Danny. How are you, buddy?
Hey, brother. I'm doing good. I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure how many people care about football recruiting this morning, but I'll do my best for you.
That's all right. We can be brief. It's okay. But you know what? It's so funny. Everything when the Razorbacks win, either football, basketball, or baseball, the big three, is just makes everything good. It's just, you know, that's we were right. Just talking about Sam Pittman. He posted pictures of him lighting up the hogs on his lake on the lake house here in Hot Springs last night. You know, we're here at the Bugler, Danny, calling the hogs. The whole restaurant's doing it. You know, we just had somebody call from Tulsa. They were over at the casino over in Tulsa. People are calling the hogs. So, I mean, that was a high-profile, maybe the most high-profile win we've had in a, you know, maybe to the darn 90s. To beat a team that was a number one seed, number one overall, you know?
It's about as good as it gets. I've got a buddy who's down in Cancun, Mexico this week, and he sent me a video last night. They were in the hotel lobby with probably 15, 20 other Razorback fans that they just happened to run into down in Mexico, and they're all in there calling the hogs. You know, that's one of those nights, Baz. I mean, you see them every once in a while. That's one that you won't soon forget. You know, that was about as good as it's ever going to get for Arkansas. And that, hey, more power to them. They earned that one. That was, what a night. What a night.
You know, you're talking about recruiting, Danny. It's what you follow. And you look at what Muss has done in both, you know, recruiting versus portal and how he makes that work. You know, it's a different world for college sports now because of those factors. You throw NIL, too, but especially transfer portal. Muss had a reputation. Oh, you know, he can't recruit high schools. Well, he showed that he can do that. You know, obviously, Moses Moody, one and done. He's got all this class coming up. Yeah. He's also shown, hey, I can coach transfer portal too.
Yes.
He's shown that he can do anything with this new age of athletes in college.
Yeah. Danny, I said earlier today that Musselman and Beard are two coaches that I can look at, and they can go anywhere because of portal, because of player, but because of their type of coaching and their style and how it takes maybe until we get into tournament time before their teams start jail, that they can coach anywhere. I don't know of any other coach out there, and I'm sure there has to be, though, that I feel confident can do that same thing. Do you?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Right now, man, and that's the part that makes it really tough to not put them in, like, the top three or the top five, whatever your list may be in the country. Who would you trade this guy for right now?
Yeah.
Bill Self's heck of a coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, Coach K's got the resume. We all get it. Tom Izzo, all these guys. But I'm talking about right now. Who would trade him for?
I wouldn't trade him for the cats that were in line when we were looking at Kelvin Sampson or even Buzz Williams.
Right.
I wouldn't trade him for guys.
Heck no, you wouldn't trade him for either one of those guys. Hey, I will say Houston looked like a real deal last night.
Sure, they are. He's a good coach.
Sampson's a great coach, but can he do? That's where my point comes from. I don't know if Sampson could do with the players. I think Musselman could go to Houston and do what he's doing at Arkansas with Houston at that team, but I don't think Kelvin can do the same thing, but I'm biased.
No, that's a great, great way to look at it, and I totally agree with you. But just as a general, you know, I know I'm here to talk football recruiting, but rule, a night like last night is going to just, you know, transcend across all sports, and I think it's true of football. And, I mean, you even saw some football guys talking about it last night. But,
sure,
you know, just a remarkable type win that can really help you in so many ways. But I will make a couple of quick notes football for you. They've had quite a few visitors over the last, you know, they're on spring break right now, so it's been a little bit slower this week, but last week was actually really busy. They had a couple of big time offensive linemen, Marcus Deal, Roderick Kearney, a couple of 4-star offensive linemen up here last week. Early next week, Logan Reichert is another 4-star offensive lineman out of Kansas City. He's going to be here next week. So And then you start flipping the calendar through the later part of spring football. You got several more guys. I've got a list there on Hog Sports, but you know, it has been a little bit slower this week, but a lot of four stars coming in, man, throughout the course of spring football. It's
almost like, Danny, it's almost, and I'm, listen, we can't always get caught up in the star system, but it's almost like they're not bringing anybody up there. It's not a four-star, it seems like, for the last few weeks, you know?
That's right, and it, you know, it almost makes it kind of awkward, you know, when you do have to talk about a three-star at this point.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, no
yeah.
disrespect to him, but you get on down the list, and you're like, well, he's not a three-star, but he's got offers from Ohio State and Oklahoma and Texas, but they're really in on some good guys right now, and like I said, got a running list there on Hog Sports, just one after another, Baz. I've never seen this type of, you know, quantity and quality. Just one after another, stud after stud coming in for an unofficial visit. And that's one thing to get them here on an official where you're paying for the visit. But to get them to come in, you know, their own dime, their own car, it's pretty impressive right now.
Yeah, do you want to thank Trey over at HJ Trailer Sales? We met Trey over here last week, Raj. He came over to the Gangster Museum of America with Steve Qualls.
Absolutely.
And he was proud to be able to sponsor you, Danny. So Trey's a good guy.
He's a good dude, too. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
good people.
Things just keep getting better and better everywhere. And we appreciate you jumping on with us today. Going to be another fun weekend. We're at Oakland and got a game to look forward to tomorrow night.
Listen, Musselman's raised the bar. Now Van Horn's looking and going, hell, what the hell am I?
Well, listen.
So Van Horn's going to have to do it. Then Pittman's going, well, hell, I got to do something to get an extra third hog on my lake house property.
Before we let Danny go, let's ask Danny from yesterday. We put out a question, which is a bigger Razorback accomplishment, the 9-4 football season or last night, yesterday was the Sweet 16. Now we add Elite 8. Do you still, football won it, I think, 76% to 24%.
Yeah.
What do you think, Danny? You still agree with that regardless that we won last night and to go to the Elite 8 again?
Boy, dadgum, that's really tough right there. It's so hard, you know, to compare. It's kind of apples and oranges, but, man, they came out of nowhere with that football. 9 wins in football is a really tough deal.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to surprise a few people. I might take the basketball. Last night, back-to-back Elite 8 is really, really difficult. So I might even go hoops on that.
It is. Beating last night, you beat a number one seed, a number one overall to advance to the Elite 8. That may be
killing. It's what Coach Richardson said the other day when we were talking about him, because we had Coach Richardson on, Danny, and we told him that it's his fault. Why we like these Razorback basketball team? What we're doing? It's what we're doing.
Yeah,
he
right.
said, "You got to feed that monster." And Eric is doing
monster.
That right now. He's got a monster. He's building a monster. He's got baby Huey right now.
Yeah. Danny, thanks so much, buddy. You're the best. Have a great weekend.
Sir. Thank you,
Danny.
We appreciate
all right.
you.
Danny West,
Hogs,
sponsored by HJ Trailer Sales here in Hot Springs. Appreciate Trey doing that.